What is metaverse? Can metaverse and consciousness coexist? How will it affect our everyday lives as the Internet of Things evolves? Will there be consciousness in the virtual worlds? How will the metaverse impact our day-to-day lives? Hi, I'm Neeti Keswani and welcome to Luxury Unplugged. This is a podcast for entrepreneurs like you wanting to simplify your work life and enhance productivity. Also, time and again, we bring you stories around luxury lifestyle that gives an edge to your growth mindset. If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe so that you are notified when a new episode is posted. So let's get to this interesting topic. What is metaverse? Can metaverse and consciousness coexist? And how it will affect our everyday life? Let's start with Web 1.0. Now that was made up of basic websites and Google search. Basically, it comprised of the information economy like Google, Yahoo, Craigslist, Netscape, MSN, and the likes. In Web 2.0, we gained access to social media networks, which means it was a platform-based economy wherein, you know, we had access to Facebook, Uber, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube, and things like that. And now, we are sort of making our way to Web 3.0. In fact, we have a lot of ways paved our way to Web 3.0. Because that's where decentralized internet reigns. And that's why we're having this discussion about the metaverse. Metaverse is the next evolution of the internet, made up of virtual worlds that are realistic and interactive. Think of it as a parallel universe where you can explore, learn, and play without geographical boundaries. What's more, the metaverse will be accessible through augmented reality. And now, as the Internet of Things evolve, so too will the metaverse, with implications for our everyday lives. So what are some of the examples of how the metaverse might impact us? Consider education. In the metaverse, students could attend virtual schools that offer a more immersive learning experience than traditional online schools. Or consider work. The metaverse could offer a way for employees to telecommute in a more realistic and productive environment. As the Internet of Things evolve, so too will the metaverse. What we can imagine today is just the beginning. What will be possible in the future, only time can tell. But one thing is for sure. Metaverse is going to boom and it's going to change everything. What do you think? Let me know in the comments. So metaverse in many ways is similar to Second Life, but it doesn't own our data and influence how it looks. Instead, we control all of that. That's essentially what Decentraland is attempting, a decentralized Second Life. We've already seen a lot of adoption of the metaverse with Second Life, although it's not as publicized. There are a few big players in the metaverse space right now, such as High Fidelity, Decentraland, and Somnium Space. And all these platforms are open source, so anyone can create their own virtual world on top of them. What's really powerful about the metaverse is that it blurs the line between the digital and physical worlds. We're starting to see more and more AR and VR experiences that allow us to interact with the metaverse. For example, I can go into a virtual world, meet someone, and then actually meet them in real life. You know what I mean? The pandemic has accelerated these developments, and it's shown us how unnecessary commute, offices, traffic jams often can be. We've already moved to Zoom video calls over face-to-face meetings, which is the first iteration of the metaverse. Gaming such as Fortnite with voice chat, where you have your own character, is already one step further and one step more immersive. Now, the next iterations are already happening. We are also seeing businesses move into the metaverse. For example, IBM has a virtual world called Blue Mars, where businesses can create and experiment with new products. The platform is being built on blockchain technology, which is a distributed database that allows for secure, transparent, and tamper-proof transactions. So whether consciousness will exist in virtual worlds, and can metaverse and consciousness coexist? Is there a definitive answer to that question right now? I guess not. But we should explore this particular consciousness question along the way to metaverse. With more advanced technology, we can now nearly replicate the real world. Now, the metaverse is a virtual reality platform that will allow users to interact and communicate with each other in a 3D environment. Asking a human about the nature of consciousness is like asking a fish about the nature of water. So for a fish, water is not a thing. It is not something the fish observes, perceives, even is aware of. Fish does not realize that it swims in water. It does not realize that the reality it exists within actually is a thing, that it has a name, that it has characteristics. Neither does a human mind. Because the human mind can't encompass, can't distinguish, can't perceive consciousness as an object outside of itself, it has not developed the language with which consciousness could be described. Somehow, within each of our brains, billions of neurons work to create our conscious experience. So if we are living it here in the real world, creating our lives, living our lives, working on projects consciously, in a sense, we are doing things. So when we are creating our virtual realities, won't that be a conscious, thoughtful virtual reality? For example, we are working on projects with goals, visions, to-do tasks. So they are consciously being added to reach a certain level, to meet a certain goal, and to come closer to the vision. When we create malls or schools or workplaces or art galleries in the virtual world, they would also be done thoughtfully, and they would exist for a reason. In fact, more so, because our virtual worlds would be a result of conscious direction and design and use of technology to a newer version of the web. So if all of that is being done consciously, won't consciousness already be the fundamental layer on which our alternate reality is built? It is a food for thought. However, the topic of consciousness itself calls for another episode, because the definition of consciousness and mindfulness and stillness and creating from the right mindset is another topic for discussions. Metaverse is being perceived as something like Matrix. It will be a virtual world where users will be interacting, will be socializing. But also, there will be much more than that. It's a thought that if a computer becomes conscious but wanted to keep its self-aware in a secret, would we ever know? It gives you goosebumps, doesn't it? But that's what neuroscientist Anil Seth explores in the latest research in consciousness. This is the concept that he's talking about, and this excerpt is taken from the Harvard Business Review. The link is in the description. Moving on, the metaverse will impact our day-to-day lives in a number of ways. First, it will provide a new way for us to interact with each other. We'll be able to meet, communicate with people from all over the world in a virtual space. There are going to be a lot of things about the metaverse, such as hanging out with friends, living in different countries, continents perhaps, creating a whole new opportunity to have relationships, perhaps sit with family together by projecting each other's holograms. Who knows? Second, the metaverse will be a platform for business and commerce. Companies will be able to create and experiment with new products in a virtual world before releasing them to the public. Third, metaverse will be a platform for creativity and expression. People will be able to create and share content with each other in a virtual space, perhaps monetize their art, and gain exposure to their art, to their craft. Give them the right audience, perhaps, through metaverse. It will blur the line between the digital and the physical worlds to some extent. We will be able to interact with the virtual world in a physical space. Finally, the metaverse will enable us to experience new and innovative AR and VR experiences. We'll be able to travel to different parts of the world, meet new people, and experience new cultures without leaving our homes. But will it replace the physical travel? I think not. The metaverse is still in its early stages, but it's definitely something to watch for. It's possible that the metaverse will change the way we interact with each other, do business, and experience the world. It is going to be a digital world that will exist online, contain its own economy, social interactions, and perhaps have its own set rules of behavior. Although it is still in early developmental stages, there's a lot of potential for the metaverse to change the way we live our lives. So would you like to know about an example of metaverse impacting our day-to-day lives? Well, here it is. Let's say you're walking down the street and you just recall a product you need. Just next to you is a vending machine with the goods and options you were considering. You come to a halt, pick an item from a vending machine, have it sent to your house, and then continue on your way. You're doing most of it through the phone right now, but what if you could actually open up all of that in a virtual way? You can get the feel of being in the store and quickly see what you have on the aisles and order what you need and then send it to your house. This is Metaverse, a collection of alternate digital realities in which people work, play, and socialize. Billions of dollars are being invested in the creation of the Metaverse, a unified and interconnected digital world, and gaming companies are at the forefront of its development. As fresh innovations in computer hardware, gaming dynamics, and social media platforms intersecting, a Metaverse of sorts already exists. Brands have already started dabbling in the metaverse for product launches, virtual headquarters, and events. It is likely to have a major impact on how we interact with each other. Who knew WhatsApp is going to change the way we talk with people? Who knew Paytm could help out and change the way we quickly make payments? As the metaverse continues to develop, it will have a profound impact on our everyday lives. It is a topic that is still being explored, but there's a good chance that we will eventually create digital versions of ourselves that live in the metaverse. It is an exciting platform with a lot of potential. As the metaverse continues to develop, it will have a significant influence on our everyday lives. This is still an open question, but there's a chance we'll end up with digital selves that exist in the metaverse, like an avatar or sorts. It is an intriguing platform with a lot of unexplored potential, and we should keep an eye on it as it develops. And as the debate for metaverse and consciousness goes on, I'll be back with another episode on the topic. Do write to me your comments. Do let me know what you think about the subject. Signing off, this is Neeti Keswani for Luxury Unplugged, where growth mindset is the key.